Episode 3104, Reboot Your Core.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. How are you doing? I hope your week is going well. Today is Wellness Wednesday, and I want you to be thinking about your strength. Not about the number on the scale, not about the number on your clothes or what letter you see. No, it's all about your strength. It's time to reboot your core. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISS newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. You know, it is undeniable that your core is not just a passive element within your body. It is the intricate system that supports and harmonizes your movements. If you want a balanced body, and I know you do, you gotta reboot your core. Because from the moment we come into this world, our intrinsic core is already hard at work. It is the foundational hardware that is ingrained within each and every one of us as we prepare ourselves to navigate the world. And boy, do we have a world to navigate, don't we? This remarkable hardware, though, enables us to develop and master crucial motor skills such as crawling, rolling over, standing, walking, and eventually running. Do you feel like a toddler again? Yes. It seamlessly integrates into every movement we make without us even being aware of its significance. Now, I just got to say, that's remarkable. That is amazing. It's so hard not to look at your body and say, how is there not a God? I mean, there is. It's amazing. So this term, intrinsic core, refers to the deep muscles and structures located within the torso that play a crucial role in maintaining posture, stability, and movement, all of which we all need. It includes muscles like transverse abdominis, multifidus, diaphragm, and pelvic floor muscles, as well as the spinal column, deep back muscles, and connective tissues. These internal core muscles work in synergy together to provide support, control, and balance to the entire body, acting as a foundation for our movements. This intrinsic core is often contrasted, though, unfortunately, with the more superficial muscles of the abdomen, right? We like to call it the six-pack or the washboard or rectus abdominis. It's more than that. You've got a lot going on in your stomach region. Yes, you do. However, though, when we transition into our modern world, we become adults, growing and doing what we're supposed to be doing as we are adulting, as some would say. Our levels of activity do what? They diminish. For some of us, they tank. The sedentary lifestyle that has become so prevalent in our society disrupts the natural flow of our original core patterns, right? Going back to when we were an infant into toddler, we unknowingly fall into disjointed movement patterns, resulting in what we commonly recognize as poor posture, right? If you see people hunched over, slouched a little bit, tucked in, just everything like rounded, you're not 97 years old. You shouldn't have a rounded torso. You're not supposed to turn into a ball by the time you're the age of 35, let alone 52 or 87, okay? You've got to have good posture. The problem is, though, with an insufficient amount of exercise, we've got excessive sitting and minimal lifting, right? Pushing and pulling. We unwittingly set ourselves up for what? A lifetime of unnecessary discomfort and pain. Fortunately, though, I have a solution for you, and it's a powerful one. You can reclaim the balance you once had, but you got to reboot the core. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Reboot your core. And when you reboot your core, you're going to be doing it through a series of simple exercises. And there you'll have the opportunity to really restore your core hardware to its optimal state. Now, these exercises are going to act as a catalyst for realigning your body's fundamental foundation. And when you engage in these exercises daily for about 2 weeks or so, while maintaining deep focus on the process, you've got to be very mindful of your sensations, the muscles you're working, what you're feeling, okay? Tightening, loosening, whatever it is. If there's a little pain, if you feel like, what, you need a little bit of oil like the Tin Man might, you've got to be aware of all of that. Then you can begin to initiate this beautiful transformation, right? Because you're doing that within your body. But you got to feel it all. You've got to have that mental and mindful awareness. So once you've gained that proficiency with these three exercises we're going to talk about, then you can seamlessly integrate them into your warm-up routine prior to embarking on your regular exercise regimen. Woohoo! And that means what? Every exercise turns into a core exercise, and that's how you begin to reboot your core. You'll be able to establish a very strong and stable core foundation, and it's going to help support and enhance all of your other movements. Because what's happening is when you're just going out and you don't have a strong core, your core is overreacting, which means if you are like, oh, I got to lift this 35-pound dumbbell, that's great, but maybe you can lift it. Great, I can. I can lift more than that, but do I lift it with everything in the right position, with the right posture, in the right strength of my intrinsic core, my true core? Well, for most of us, we don't do it right. We don't. And then what happens later on, it leads to injuries. And I don't want you to have injuries. Now, research proves a significant role of the core in maintaining a balanced body. According to the study conducted by the Journal of Physical Therapy Science, a strong core significantly reduces the risk of developing chronic lower back pain and improves overall spinal stability. Who doesn't want less lower back pain? Because I don't know about you, but man, sometimes as we get older, it's like, ugh. There's lots of things we need to do for that, but one thing we can do is strengthen our core. Additionally, a paper published in the European Spine Journal suggests that a well-developed core enables better control of movements, leading to improved posture and the reduction of risk of musculoskeletal injuries, right? I mentioned that already before. We really got to make sure that we don't create by our actions more injuries. And sometimes we do that when we work out. And then we keep doing it because we're not doing it right to begin with. And then what happens is another week or two goes by and you're like, gosh, why am I feeling this? And all of a sudden you wake up one day and you're like, oh, why can I not move this? Or why does it hurt so bad? And you're thinking, well, I don't know. I didn't do anything. I've been doing this forever. But you continued it and you were doing it wrong. Unfortunately, a lot of us exercise wrong purely for the mere fact, and I know this as a sidebar, but I'm going to give it to you anyway, because we just want to get it done. We want to say we did it. I did it. I did my reps. But just because you did your reps and you did all of your workout does not mean that you really worked out your body appropriately for you to have optimal health, for your body to be in optimal position. Because ultimately, that's what you want to do. Your body needs to be so strong that it can really work for itself. But what happens is if we cut out some muscles, not literally figuratively, but if we cut out and we subtract some, then what happens is other muscles have to compensate. And when that happens, they run the risk of being overworked or injury prone. So all the more reason why you need to reboot your core. So the three exercises we're going to talk about is this: pelvic tilt, dead bug, and glute bridge. Some of them you'll be familiar with, others maybe not so much. So first off, pelvic tilt. Women, you need to do this. I'm telling you right now, it will help you in so many ways. From the bedroom to the bathroom to holding your child, whether it's your own baby or your grandbaby or somebody else's baby that you borrow for whatever reason, pelvic tilt is important. So you're laying down on the floor, you've got your knees bent, okay? And what you're going to do is you're going to lay there. Your hands are to your side. You're going to tighten the muscles of your pelvic floor and gently press the lower back to the floor. So when you're gently pressing that lower back, a lot of us have a gap. So when you lay down, okay, and your legs are in a V position, right? Your knees are up in the air, but your feet are on the floor. You're laying there. I want you to see if you can put your hands behind your back, just your fingertips. Like, do they go back? Now, some of you, they might go all the way and you could touch your fingers. That's not good. I'm just telling you, it's not good. You want that floor and back to touch. So you want to tighten the muscles of the pelvic floor. And when I say tighten the muscles, women, Kegels, I mean, I want you to feel all of it so tight. You're just tightening all of it, right? Butt muscles and all, man, bring it all in and you're holding it. Then I want you to gently press and lower the back to the floor. Now, it's interesting as I'm telling you this, I'm actually doing it, but I'm sitting down while I'm talking to you trying to do this. And I'm like, this is not a good position to be in to be doing this. Anyway, but it's interesting. I feel all the muscles and I'm like, oh yeah, I got to do there. Oh, wait, I've got one more. There we go. It's in place. So you want to find those and then you want to gently press your lower back to the floor, hold and release. You want to do 3 rounds of 10 reps. So you'll count to 10 and do this. Now, this is not fast. You're not going to be done with this in like a minute. I want you to really, really focus on those muscles. Pull it together. If you're driving, okay, you can't do the full tilt while you're driving. I'm just saying, because you can't feel that. But you can do the tightening of the pelvic floor muscles, okay, where you just bring it all in and everything's tight there. Yes, you're also going to engage your abdominal muscles, okay? It all tightens, but it's not just squeezing your tummy. Did you hear me change my voice there? Not just squeeze, because I just tighten my abdominals a little too fast. When you do that, it's not just about pulling your stomach in, all right? You gotta include all of it. So that means in your private area. So that's what you wanna do. Make sure it's all the muscles. That's why you gotta focus. Mind, muscle, memory here. Not just for your body, but you wanna feel it and you wanna know it. The sensation is like, okay, I've got this. So then you gently press and lower your back to the floor. Okay, that's the pelvic tilt. You do 10 of those, count 1 to 10, and repeat. Count 1 to 10, repeat, count 1 to 10, okay? And each time you lower, you go back to the floor and you come back up, that counts for 1. Come back up, you go down, that's 2. Come back up and then down, that's 3, okay? That's the pelvic tilt. Now your second one is dead bug. I do not know why they call it dead bug. I wish they would call it something different, because who wants bugs in their house anyway? But when you're on the floor, you don't want to think about bugs. Regardless, maybe I guess you're thinking of slapping them. You're on your back in this position. Arms are straight up from your shoulders. Your feet are at a 90 degree angle. So your knees come up at your hips and your knees are at a 90 degree angle, if I can speak. Then what you're going to do is you're going to tighten your pelvic floor. Okay, your muscles there, we just talked about that. Tighten that up. You're going to press your lower back to the floor. And with control and without letting your lower back leave the floor. So your lower back has got to stay on the floor, okay? You don't want to let that go because you're going to have injury. Then you're going to slowly extend the opposite arm and opposite leg. So left arm, right leg. Then you bring it back to position so your arm will come straight back up from your shoulder. Your knee will come back up to 90 degree. And then you're going to do the opposite. You'll do right arm, left leg. So you want to do 3 rounds of these again, 5 to 8 reps. Now, a lot of people want to fly through this. This is going to take time to learn unless if you've been doing it well for years and years. This is hard. If you've had children, this is hard. If you have lower back issues, this is hard, okay? So slow is better. If you can only do one, great, but do it well. That's the key. It's not about doing 5 to 8 reps 3 times. It's not that. If you can only do 2, great. If you can do 10, fabulous. But you've got to do them right. So again, really think about this, because if you are, I don't care how good you are and how strong you are, you've really got to focus, because you're doing it together. The arm goes down, the leg goes down, and the leg does not touch the ground. Okay, when you extend it out, and neither does the arm. You let it come down and you bring it back up to position, and then the opposite goes. But that pelvic floor, don't forget it. Don't forget it. It's key, all right? And then finally, number 3, glute bridge. We all know these, right? You lay down. Your arms are to the side. You've got your knees up, but your feet are now down. And I want you to think about your heels being really connected well on the floor, okay? Once again, you're going to tighten the pelvic floor muscles, okay? Press down through your heels, okay? And what's going to happen is you're going to flex your glutes up and in. So you're going to push up and draw them in tight, 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 driving your hips upward, okay? Then hold at the top, count to two, and release, come back down. Now, it seems easy. I still don't want your lower back raising too much. You are obviously going to be coming off the floor, but when you come down, don't go, oh, and all of a sudden you've arched your back. Try it a couple times before you start counting, right? It's 3 rounds, 10 reps. But that doesn't matter. I want you to do it right the first time. That's the only way you're going to get a stronger core, is doing this properly. And I've got people that I've worked with, and I give them this, and they're like, oh, I can do that. That's easy. I'm like, really? And I work with them, and they're like, oh, that's so not easy. I'm like, yeah, it's not, because most of us, we're doing it wrong. A glute bridge, how we get down. Now, let me tell you this secret. Oddly enough, early back in the day, I did these exercises. And when I say back in the day, we're talking decades ago, especially when I was doing pageants and I had my own little exercise routine. Let me tell you, this is what I was doing as part of it. Not, I had a few other exercises. I created it all by myself. I didn't have the training I have now. I really didn't know what they were called. I just knew I felt this in my body and it was good and I got results. That's what we all want, right? Well, if this can give me results back then, it can give you results now. And it's giving me results. So I have been really working on this because as we get older, what happens? We lose our muscular build. Our muscle, unfortunately, depletes itself. Not completely, but little bits at a time. So you want to keep strong, especially your core. I mean, I'm sitting here watching my two-year-old, right? And as I sit here and I think about how our core, our intrinsic core, is all, and he started out, right, just kind of looking at me so cute, laying in my arms to, we're going to roll over, Grandma, even though he couldn't say Grandma, right? All of these little steps. And then now he's running and chasing me faster. I'm like, oh, I've got to get keep up with this kid. So I'm working on my core because I know I'm going to hurt myself if I don't have a strong core. Really focus on this. And it's hard. I would recommend, if you can, do it twice a day, morning and night. That's what I did. Back in the day, I would do it morning and night. And if I had time, I squeezed it in the middle somewhere. But morning and night, I did other exercises, but we'll come back to that another day. And that's when I, oh man, it was awesome. And it felt so good, but it was concentrated. And honestly, you can get a little breathy where it's like, oh, I feel like I worked out, but I really didn't do anything. You did, because you're really working muscles and you're really feeling them. I mean, as I'm sitting here, I'm trying to do one in the chair and I'm like, oh, wait, I remember that. Yeah. And it's a feeling though you've got to get. So really work at it. Be strong in what you do, because when you do it, let me tell you, it's incredible what you can build over time. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Take these three and see where it leads you. Let's take this step together, right? Because who doesn't want a stronger, more balanced body? Let's do it. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed, healthy day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.